Lord Jesus Christ, I adore you, I worship you, and I honor you. God bless you. You are such a blessing to anyone that believes in you and calls upon you. You are a very present help in the time of trouble. Jesus, be over this message, please. Please fill up whoever's listening with yourself and convince them that they only need you and only need to look on you and to be in your love and your presence to have an abundant life that is able to withstand any storm. Lord Jesus, in your name I pray. Amen. Hello, this is Michael Ryan, and welcome to Knowing Jesus. If you're interested in subscribing to these podcasts, you can go over to iTunes and just type Michael Ryan's Booze in the search query, and you should be able to pull it up. Also, you can go over to a new website that is pretty much bare bones that I started, called letsworshipjesus.com. You can go there and check out some things just on anger and pain or depression. Just kind of maybe just learn more how to apply Jesus Christ to even the most difficult of life circumstances. That's a website that I put together to just lift up the Lord Jesus. So you can go over to letsworshipjesus.com and be edified by that. Friends, I just wanted to share a couple pieces of scripture with you. Two, in fact. The first one... first one comes from Ephesians chapter 4, and I'll tell you the particular verse right now. Chapter 4, verse 22. Really, the context is just he's telling us to behave a certain way now that we know Christ, not to any longer be living in the darkness and the depravity of our old ways. You know, let me just start in verse 17. So this I say to you and affirm together with the Lord. He's affirming it with the Lord. This is coming from Jesus Christ. It's not Paul's opinion. It's what Jesus Christ is saying. That you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk in the futility of their mind. Now, he's going to go into a description that's not exhaustive about the Gentiles and how they walk and they think. But if you remember, our Lord Jesus Christ said about worrying and being anxious, that if you worry and are anxious about your life, that that's what Gentiles do. That worrying and being anxious about your life is not the abundant life. It's not the new life. It's not what you were saved into. So any anxiety or fear or preoccupation about what's going to happen with your future, about what's going on with you right now, that's not of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is peace. Amen. So the more of him you get in you, the more of you, the more of peace you'll experience. And just don't be deceived. That's how people who don't know Jesus Christ, Gentiles, that's how I call them, people who don't know Jesus, that's how they can end up walking. And it's not trying to stereotype or break them down. It's just saying, hey, when you don't have a God or a future to hope in, it's easy to become discouraged. And any kind of confidence you have really is a confidence that's not based on anything. But you can base your confidence on Jesus Christ and that he said for you not to worry. But Paul goes on and further says the futility of their mind, people who don't know the Lord, being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart. And they, having become callous, have given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity with greediness. I believe that when we stop living for Jesus Christ, when we stop making him our focus and our center, I believe the scripture says that your mind, your heart, your flesh can go to so many ugly places. It really can, and it can go to places where it would never go if you were in Jesus Christ, if you were keeping your eye and your soul just fixed on him and worshiping him and seeing him. Too often we let our flesh lead the way. Our emotions from our flesh come to light, and we just present ourselves to our emotions. Our carnal desires say, I don't feel like praying to God or talking to God or worshiping God, or I feel bitter and angry. Let me just tell this person a piece of my mind. And we present ourselves to our flesh. And when we do that, we make a habit of that. And we end up just being tossed in and giving ourselves over to the futility of our mind. And we become ignorant and we become hard of heart. And we become just subject to just being callous and to practice all types of evil things. I mean, really, it just, sin is a gradual process of just drifting away from the Lord, I believe. You know, we miss the mark and then we just continually just get in this place of contentment and we just drift away from the Lord. But I'll let you know that He loves you and He wants you to come back. Amen. If your mind has been just darkened with just focusing on anything that's other than Jesus Christ, if you've been distracted even by good things and find yourself just preoccupied and caught in sin and struggling, I'm saying just put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And he really will renew you. And it's going to go into that here. But Jesus is all that you need, friends. He's Him Himself, the second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ. That's who you need to worship and to exalt and to adore, even when you're feeling horrible. Even when things around you are just falling apart, if the mountains are moving and the earth is shaking, it's Jesus Christ you need to beg for mercy and to fill you up. Verse 20, but you did not learn Christ in this way, not the futility of your mind, not the Gentile way. That's not how you learn Christ. If indeed you have heard Him and have been taught in Him, just as truth is in Jesus Christ. Again, the scriptures are Jesus-centric. They're Christ-centric. Looking at the scriptures as a self-help book, looking at the scriptures is just an inspiration to it's just a buffet of different Christian topics that you can get yourself into, and Jesus Christ is just one of them. That's not the right way to study the scriptures. The right way to study the scriptures is to realize that all of it is a testimony to the Word of God, to the Messiah, and that's Jesus Christ. And you've got to be listening to Him and hearing Him and be taught in Him, and He is the truth. The truth is in Jesus. And when you open up the scriptures, open up to see Jesus Christ and to worship Him and to exalt Him, to learn of Him, how He thinks, what He feels, what He desires from your life, what His will is for you. That's the best way to read the scriptures, my friends. Any story, any account you see in the scriptures, let it be a way for you to meditate on your Lord Jesus Christ. Let it bring you back to the cross. Because if it's not bringing you back to the cross, then you're missing out on abundant life. Verse 22, and this is where it gets juicy, that in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. Friends, you have a flesh. Just because you have professed to be a believer in Jesus Christ, or just because you think that you may live life well, you have a flesh, and your flesh grows corrupt all day long, friends. It does. And if you don't have the Spirit of Christ living in you, or if the Spirit of Christ is living in you and you are ignoring it and not begging it to fill you up and not being just wrestling with God to be led by the Spirit of Jesus Christ and to be encouraged and to sense His presence, then friends, you are going to be given into the old self, which is growing corrupt. It's growing corrupt in you. Look, your flesh is your default, friends. That is you when you're not paying attention, when you're not praying and focusing on the Lord. You are in your flesh. I'm just telling you right now, if you're not following Jesus Christ, you're following your flesh. I'm being honest with you. We need to know these things. Follow Jesus Christ. And let me tell you what He does. Verse 23, He will renew you. He will renew you. And it's very direct and personal. He will renew your mind. Amen. That's what we need. We need a renewed mind all day, often. This must happen throughout your day. We need to be renewed because our flesh is growing corrupt within us. It's just coming up with just negative stuff. And it's just, you know, we don't even realize it until it just comes out of us. That's why you've got to be proactive about worshiping Jesus, keeping your mind fixed on Jesus, inviting the Spirit to be just playing Christian music, worship music, inviting the Spirit to just be leading you. You know, just be around, maybe play music from your, if you have that available, that's lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ, like a podcast or a sermon, always be just quickening the spirit of God that lives in you. Because if you don't, really, you're going to be subject to the flesh. You are. And I'm saying that as somebody who have gone through it, and I go through it every day. I've got to be focusing on the Lord Jesus. I've got to specifically ask Him to renew me. And you've got to do the same too. You've got to do the same too. Well, Michael, I'm in a place where it's really hard for me to play Christian music or to play Christian sermons, or it's just difficult. Well, that's okay. Just worship the Lord. Just be meditating on Him. He will give him perfect peace whose mind is fixed on Him. That's what it says in Isaiah. You just keep your mind on the Lord. And you know what? To be honest with you, I would just start with worshiping Him for the cross, for coming down and dying for you, from emptying Himself of His deity powers just so He can fully become like you. That it says in Hebrews, and I'm not sure whether it's chapter 2 or 3, but that He became blood and flesh, flesh and blood, so that He can not be ashamed to call you brethren. You know, He did that for you. Worship Him. Amen. He's your Messiah. That He's coming back. That He's walking around in the midst of the churches. And He's judging. And He's waiting to come back. And He has His reward in His right hand. So just fix your eyes on Him and meditate on Him and worship Him and praise Him. And I believe that He'll renew you. And I believe that He'll manifest Himself to you. And that's how you put on the new self. You're new every day in Jesus Christ. Once you have the Holy Spirit, you are a new creation. And that doesn't ever go away. It doesn't become old. You're new. And you need to be renewed. And your new self is Jesus Christ. It's the likeness of God because it is God Himself. It's Jesus Christ. That's you. That's the new you that you can put on. That the Spirit of God lives in you. And that's how you live now. That He is your life. Be renewed in Him. And, all those things, the righteousness, the holiness, they'll pour out of you. You won't have to try and act righteous or holy, but it will just pour out of you. Amen? It will pour out. Let's go over to 1 Peter chapter 2, starting at verse 1. And I like this. I like this because it's just blunt right to your face. Therefore, putting aside all malice, all deceit, and hypocrisy, and envy, and all slander, okay? Put aside the malice, put aside the bitterness, the bitter intentions, someone who's wronged you and you're upset at them, someone who's hurt your feelings, put aside the deceit, you know, whether you're trying to do something deceitful and sneaky to satisfy your lust or your cravings, your sexual lust, whatever it may be, put aside the deceit, put aside the hypocrisy, you know, judging other people when you know that you yourself are flawed. Let's not judge one another. Let's not be hypocrites. Amen. And let's repent when we find that we are hypocrites. Amen. Let's put aside the envy. Let's put aside the slander. You know, let's not get jealous of what other people have and what we don't have. Let's be content in what we have, right? Let's put aside all those things, all the slander and the gossiping about other people. Don't gossip about others. But here's let's put on this, all right? Check verse 2 out. Like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation, if you have tasted the kindness of the Lord. Friends, be like a newborn baby. Have you ever seen a nursing baby? I've had the pleasure of my daughter just watching her as a nursing baby. Just desire the milk. Just desire. Man, she just gets screaming for it. Amen. She's screaming for the milk. And that's how we've got to be, screaming for the milk of the word, friends. So that by it you may grow. That's how you grow, is by desiring and eating from the word, the milk of the word. Right? That's how you grow in your salvation. That's how you grow in your salvation, friends. This is really good stuff, I'm telling you. If you can just put it into practice and desire the word. And friends, I got something even more personal, because remember, it's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus Christ. And guess who the word is that the milk is? It's Jesus Christ. If you go over to Revelation chapter 19, verse 13, it says, He is clothed with the robe dipped in blood, and His name is called the Word of God. The Word of God. Jesus Christ is the Word of God. John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In verse 14 it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus Christ is the Word. So if you go back to 1 Peter chapter 2, when you read verse 2, you should be thinking, like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of Jesus Christ. Amen? Long for Jesus Christ, friends. Long for Him. And He will make you grow. He will take away the overwhelming emotions and frustrations. He will do it all. He will do it. He will renew your mind. He will do it all, friends. All. So I just encourage you, be renewed by Him. Don't be thinking like the Gentiles. Don't get caught up in your old self. Don't get caught up in your flesh. Just repent and go right back to Jesus Christ, being renewed by Him and strengthened by Him, and get to know the unfathomable riches of Jesus Christ that it talks about in Ephesians 3. Do you know that Jesus Christ has unfathomable riches? I mean, if you just stay in Him and talk, He's a real person. Talk to Him all day long, every day. You can have a conversation with Jesus Christ right now, and you can be in Him. If we're a Christian, I just don't think there's anything else we need to be talking about except Christ. Yankee fans don't talk about how good the Red Sox are, right? They talk about the Yankees. Everything that comes out of their mouth is Yankees. All their apparel is Yankees. Everything they say is that team. Well, let's be Christians and talk about Christ. Let's lift up Christ. Let's worship Christ. Let's meditate on Christ. Let's be in Christ all day, all day long. Right? That's what the church needs. We need to be revived in Jesus. Not in other things, but in Jesus, the Word of God. Amen. So, friends, please just look into that. Lord Jesus, we just worship You and we lift You up. And we just ask that You would grant us to see You more and to see You clearer. You are holy and You are good. You are wise. Yes, Lord Jesus, You're wise. You're sufficient for all our problems, all our needs, Lord. You really are sufficient, Lord. And I beg You to fill me with Your Holy Spirit and to fill whoever's listening with Your Holy Spirit, Lord. And that we would long for You. That we would long for You. Lord Jesus, You're so good, and we just worship You and just bless Your holy name. Amen.